This morning, we have a guest joining us here on our program from the Iowa West Foundation. We're going to talk this morning with Vice President Matthew Henkes about some grant opportunities that are out there and how you are able to participate in that process. Matthew, thanks for the time this morning. How are you today?
No problem, Jim. I'm doing great. Thanks for having the time for me.
You bet. Well, I know it's coming up here rather quickly, but there's a grants workshop for Iowa West Foundation coming up here in Atlantic on August 2nd, which is now right around the corner, but the registration deadline coming up even faster. That's coming up this Friday, July 28th. Can you talk a little bit about what folks will learn and who should participate in an opportunity like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do grant workshops three times a year, and this is really targeted towards folks who might be applying to the Iowa West Foundation. So that would be government entities or nonprofits that are in our giving area. We have a 14-county giving area in Iowa, southwest Iowa, and then we also support grants from Metro Omaha that really serve southwest Iowa individuals as well. The reason to come to the grants workshop is that you're thinking about applying to Iowa West Foundation and you want to learn a little bit about our process. We like to help point people towards some areas that might trip them up or that in the past have been a little bit confusing for others. And the biggest takeaway from it is really who we are, that we're not scary and we're actually available to folks who are interested in talking to us. I think that sometimes the best outcomes of these grants workshops is just getting people to feel comfortable picking up the phone with a question later and saying, hey, here's my specific circumstances. Let's talk through this together.
Well, there are different types of grants and certainly different types of applications out there for these two. Some are more involved than others. So some people may look at it, especially if they're relatively new to this process, and just feel like, oh, no, this is going to be overwhelming.
Yeah, we know that. And that's one of the reasons that we want to be present with people as they're thinking about applying. We serve such a diverse area. If the 14 counties that we serve, I mean, we've got a lot of small towns in there. We've got a lot of rural areas. And then we've got Council Bluffs and Metro Omaha. And the range of participants, partners, and potential grantees that we have there is huge. So I think the key is that if you're somebody who is involved with a nonprofit and you think you've got a great idea for how you can make your community a better place, we're happy to meet you where you are and start to have a conversation with you about that. The grants workshop will give you a good base of information about what we do, but we're doing such a range of things. I like to say that as a community-focused and place-based foundation, we're really running almost the entire gamut of things that a community might be interested in, be it from doing economic development work to starting a child care facility, thinking about rural food pantries, or even some education programs.
Yeah, when you just take a look at some of the second cycle of grants that have come out for this year, 2023, they were just announced here recently, there is a wide range of support.
Absolutely, and I think it represents the wide range in which people are trying to make their communities a stronger and more successful place. And so we're really excited that we get to support that wide array of activities.
Yeah, I don't want to give away all of the details and facts because we want folks to come to that event on August 2nd. But what are some of the key mistakes that sometimes folks will make when they're applying for different types of grants?
I think one of the biggest areas that trips people up is just in creating a budget for a grant application. A lot of folks who are passionate about community, they aren't always the folks who also get passionate about math. And so we try to do what we can to demystify that process and help them think through just kind of very logically, step by step, what is it that goes into thinking about a budget for a program that you have or an activity. I think in the past, we used to have a couple of more specific policies around different geographic areas, but I'm happy to say that with this grants workshop, one of the things we'll be talking about is that we've updated a lot of our policies for our grants program, and the overarching message is that it's gotten more flexible over time. And so it's easier to work with us and to request support from us than it has been in the past.
Well, and there's money out there for grant opportunities, especially through the Iowa West Foundation. You've doled out a lot of money here recently.
Yeah, it was actually a few years back that we hit $500 million as the mark for what we had given to date. And I think we're now up somewhere closer to $700 million. We're really excited to whenever we do reach that billion mark so we can have a big party.
Is there a grant that's an application that's like too large or too small to be considered?
Well, we know that it's a bit of a lift for folks. So if you've got a smaller idea, it may not be a perfect fit, but we don't have a minimum. We just don't want to put people through a hassle if they've got an idea. So we recommend if you're kind of below $1,000, you might want to just pick up the phone and call us and talk to us first. Sometimes that might be better for a community foundation to support. But we don't have an upper end either. If there's a way that you can impact your community that's really going to make a big difference, we will look at it and we'll have a conversation with you. We don't have unlimited resources. We're, of course, limited like everyone else is, but we really want to see strong ideas for impacting some outcomes around helping build financial stability, looking at how we build belonging in our communities, thinking about what opportunity means to individuals, and promoting well-being.
Yeah, I'm always kind of amazed at what the process must be for those who review these grant applications, because looking through some of them are education-based, a lot of STEM-type grants that have been issued. There are some that go to communities for different types of things. It might be for their local fire departments and funding different types of community projects. It might be to food banks. There are all kinds of different variety of projects there. It must be a fascinating process to go through.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to it for that very reason. I mean, obviously our staff, we try to be at least conversational in most of the topics that we encounter, if not have some specific expertise ourselves. But we have a community advisory committee where we really try to rely on people who come from Pottawatomie County, which is our primary funding area, but also have a mix of rural and urban individuals on it, an array of different backgrounds. And they've got some fantastic conversations that they have when they're reviewing the grants that come into us. And then our board, we have a 17-person board who reviews our grants, and we have a great array of backgrounds there, too. So there's multiple layers. You really get a lot of different types of expertise involved and a lot of really interesting conversations that happen along the way.
You bet. Well, and it's been a number of years now, but maybe folks don't remember where this money is generated from. Can you remind them?
Sure. Originally, this comes from licensing fees for gaming in Southwest Iowa. But honestly, more and more, it's coming from our investment portfolio. We've got a certain amount built up at this point that depends on the day and depends on how the market's doing. But the bulk of our income year to year comes from investment returns, while we still do get fees from the casinos that work in Council Bluffs, and we're the license holder for them here through the iWest Racing Association.
Very good. Turning that money back around.
Exactly. Do some good in the community.
Yeah, you bet. Matthew, talk a little bit more about this grant workshop now. Coming up on Wednesday, August 2nd, it's a 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. event. You mentioned it's for nonprofits and governmental entities that might be interested in applying for grants through Iowa West Foundation. What should they bring with them?
Well, they should bring their ideas for what they think they would like to apply for. They should bring questions that they have about our process. We make our application available online if someone wants to access it and download it ahead of time and just kind of read through it. That might generate some questions. And then we also, of course, as I mentioned, point them towards areas that might have been confusing for others. We try to move around. So we hold three of these a year. We do one that's online just for accessibility for people who have to travel. We try to do that around the winter because we know it's harder to travel. This is our rural one. So we're out in Atlantic and we're trying to reach people and just get a little bit outside of our office area and make sure that we're coming closer to folks. And then we do one in Council Bluffs every year as well. So we're not exclusively trying to reach a rural audience, but we're hopeful that we will, because we know that we can always do better at reaching the many areas that we serve.
Okay. And there'll be some general opportunities to ask questions, but will you get down into the specifics with some folks if they have specific questions about their grant application and the type of project that they want to see about getting funded? Can you answer those questions as well?
Yeah, we know that not everyone's going to want to ask those questions in a crowd, but we do try to answer the questions people are comfortable asking at the event, and then we try to stick around a little bit afterwards and make some time to have individual conversations with folks along the way. We also give everyone our contact information. We try to be available, so we give our direct lines and our contact information out and make sure that we're there to be either answering questions the day of the grants workshop, right afterwards if there's an individual concern, or even in the days following leading up to our September 1 application deadline for the letters of intent.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, too, yeah, the grant cycle just ended, and we're just handed out here for the second cycle of the year, but it's not over for the year. You're moving forward right now, and that deadline, again, for applications is coming up here pretty quickly. So this is an important opportunity for you to get those questions answered. So if they want to participate, what do they need to do?
So they can go to our website, iowawestfoundation.org, and there on the front of the page, they'll find a link where they can sign up electronically for the just RSVP directly from the website. And then we'll send them all of the details about the event, We are encouraging everyone who's interested in coming to RSVP just because there might be some limited space, and we want to serve as many folks as we can.
All right, very good. And the registration deadline again for that event on August 2nd is coming up this Friday, July 28th. So hop on that right away. It's important to know there's money out there. Don't let it pass you by. If you've got a project that might be worth funding through the Iowa West Foundation, they'd love to hear about it. Matthew Henkes with us this morning, Vice President of the Iowa West Foundation. Thank you so much for the time. Hope you get a great turnout.
Thanks. We appreciate your help getting the word out. Thank you so much.